This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The Outcome is a pop rock fusion quartet from Sacramento. Jesse Sizemore writes lyrics, sings, and plays guitar and keyboard. He's here in the studio. Hi, Jesse. Glad to have you here. Quinn Hedges sings and plays guitar. I think of Quinn as kind of the emotional and business engine behind everything that he does musically, this band included. Hi, Quinn.
Hey, Beth. Thank you
Glad
for
to have
us.
You here. Mike Strickland plays bass. Andy Dibben plays drums. We're going to say hello out in the airways to both of them. So in 2017, this band released its debut EP, I'll Take It. And then The Outcome released a new single called Home, and a documentary is coming as well. What's going on, Quinn? There's a lot of activity here in the band.
Yeah, there is. We've got a show this Friday at Ace of Spades where we're releasing a new single called Home that we've worked really hard on, and we just released a documentary about the making of it. And we're really excited about the opportunity to kind of hit the masses with our new tune.
I think we'll jump right in and listen to a little bit of music. This is The Home by The Outcome.
You're giving me looks and you know they could kill. Oh. And glances like that get people in trouble, babe. Getting people all worked up for the thrill. You try and you try and you try. You give up your heart and your mind. But is
Is it home or a place for the night? I like that lyric. I like the sound of the band right now. What are you doing, Quinn, with the four of you together? What's working? And Jesse, you can chime in on that too.
Yeah, I'll let Jesse take this one.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. I mean, the whole kind of genesis of our band name, The Outcome, is the outcome of the four of the musicians in the room kind of making music at the same time. And I think it's something that, you know, I think Quinn and I specifically have strived for. We've both been solo musicians, and we've, you know, just really wanted to work with other people and to have other people kind of influence our music and kind of develop a new sound that sounds like a brand new thing that we wouldn't be able to do on our own. So really excited about where things are going.
Home by The Outcome is a song. It's a documentary. What else is in the works around it?
Well, we do have another song that we are working on. We hooked up with a producer, Michael Philip Taylor, and he helped us with Home. And we're working on another song called More to Come. And then once we finish that, there will hopefully be more to come.
I know there weren't many tickets for the Ace of Spades show tomorrow
Not
night.
Many.
Have you checked lately?
Yeah, we have just a few left. If you're looking to get tickets, definitely check out our website, theoutcomeband.com. You can still get a very limited amount there. But definitely come see it. I think it'll be a fantastic time.
How did all of you meet? If the band was the outcome of coming together, what are some of the connections?
Yeah, so the drummer in the band, Andy, he's really the great connector of people. And I think that's just something he's naturally gifted at. But he went to high school with our bass player, Mike.
Okay.
Married Quinn's sister.
Oh.
So they're part of the family. And then I work with Andy. So it's really kind of, you know, the central point of him kind of bringing some really great people together.
What's the high school? We can give the school a shout out.
Do you know?
Here. Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, Andy's going to call our producer any minute and maybe we'll find out. But Quinn, when you've been here in the past, you've yes. been a solo act and you've produced CDs before. Are you still doing solo work? And what's the experience then in the quartet?
Yeah, I am still doing solo work on the side. The experience with the quartet is, as kind of Jesse pointed on, you do get a fresh take on tunes. So I find that it's better when writing a song to bring it to the song not as a finished product, but to write it enough to allow the rest of the members of the band to kind of put their stamp on it as well, which would be a totally different stamp than if you did it all on your own. So it's kind of a nice, fresh take.
That's a nice cue for a track we're going to listen to. This is a songwriting collaboration. It might have been the first one between the two of you, song Wearing Thin.
Correct.
That's correct.
All right, here it is, Wearing Thin by The Outcome.
Treading water and I feel myself start to sing. Caring less and less about myself and what others think. Exhausted energy around to everyone. Keep it up, 'cause things will get better when it's said and done. Running blind, screaming inside. Aside, sleep deprived. Slow down, take a breath, reconcile your regrets, clear your head and regroup.
It's the voice of Quinn Hedges. The song is Wearing Thin by The Outcome, and you heard the vocals of Jesse Sizemore on Home, the new single that's about to be released. So what's the plan as this music is being rolled out? Sounds like you're single by single making an album.
Yeah, I think we kind of went in with the expectation of wanting to just kind of push the limits with a song to see where we would go. And so that's why we recruited the help of a producer. We worked with an amazing Grammy Award-winning mixing engineer, a fantastic mastering engineer in Bob Ludwig. And we just wanted to kind of, you know, put an album's worth of effort into a song to see what the fruition of that would be, and then kind of take a look at it and say, all right, is this something we want to really build a record around? Or is this something that we just kind of want to give to the world as it stands? But I think for us, you know, we definitely are progressing and building as musicians, and excited to see kind of what full collaboration on a record would look like. And I think that's kind of where we're headed.
How close do you think the sound is live compared to the great studio sound?
I think pretty close.
Okay.
We've kind of been working real hard at replicating what we're recording, so it's not...
It's a big factor, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it sounds so good. Had you heard the songs on the radio before? Had you heard them played?
Not yet, no.
No? I think that's always an exciting moment when you put
Definitely.
It together and you're used to the studio engineering, or you've been playing it on your device, and then you hear it out on the airwaves and you think, okay,
yeah,
it's another measure of it. What about touring? What are the plans for the summer?
This summer we've got a few shows lined up regionally. We'll be playing at the Torch Club. We've got a date at Raleigh Field on May 31st.
Right, you're doing a show at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, warming up for a Rivercats game. And we've got a few dates at the Torch Club.
Yeah, June 13th we'll be at El Dorado County Fair, opening up the fair. For the first day there. So, yeah, just excited about kind of, just giving back to the local Northern California area.
Great. I see one of those Torch Club dates being Friday, June 14th. So, again, tomorrow night, almost sold out. If you want to go to Ace of Spades and see The Outcome, you better get online or make the call quick. Congratulations on this. Must feel like a big accomplishment.
Thank you.
Yeah, it feels great. We've been working a long time to make sure everything's just right in both the song and the show, and we're just really excited to finally be able to share it all.
All right, and same to you, Mike and Andy out there. We'll look forward to meeting you next time. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Beth.
And that is The Outcome. The new single is Home, and that's Insight for today. I'm going to close it out so we can hear a little bit more music. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.